the worldwide podcast of Universal Utterings. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet, Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we conclude chapter 5 in the letter to the Hebrews with verses 11 through 14. About this we have much to say, and it is difficult to explain, for you have become sluggish in hearing. Although you should be teachers by this time, you need to have someone teach you again the basic elements of the utterances of God. You need milk and not solid food. Everyone who lives on milk lacks experience of the word of righteousness, for he is a child. But solid food is for the mature, for those whose faculties are trained by practice to discern good and evil. There is much to say today about overcoming spiritual blindness. The Word of God, through Paul's description, states that it is to be mature in the Word of God takes practice. Don't I speak about that every day, huh? Where your faculties become second nature in living his faith, allowing our level of righteousness to become more mature in the discernment we must encounter daily as the way to live in Christ, alive, obedient to faith. We must practice what we preach to proclaim the necessity of living redeemed. Paul is telling humanity today in closing chapter 5 of his letter to the Hebrews that by our practice, we will become mature, discerning good and evil in an instant, knowing without question what God wants from you in your daily walk of sharing his mercy, Christ's oneness with God Almighty. Amen. Today we have three paragraphs from the Catechist that will further explain what the Church teaches about faith. Paragraph 2086. The first commandment embraces faith, hope, and charity. When we say God, we confess a constant, unchangeable being, always the same, faithful and just, without any evil. It follows that we must necessarily accept his words and have complete faith in him and acknowledge his authority. He is almighty, merciful, and infinitely beneficent. Who could not place all hope in him? Who could not love him when contemplating the treasure of goodness and love he has poured out on us? Hence, the formula God employs in the Scripture at the beginning and the end of his commandments: I am the Lord. Faith. The Catechist, paragraph 2087. Our moral life has its source in faith in God, who reveals his love to us. St. Paul speaks of the obedience of faith as our first obligation. He shows that ignorance of God is the principle and explanation of all moral deviations. One duty toward God is to believe in him. That's our duty, amen, and to bear witness to him. And in Catechist, paragraph 2088, the first commandment requires us to nourish and protect our faith with prudence and vigilance, and to reject everything that is opposed to it. There are various ways of sinning against faith: voluntary doubt about the faith, disregards or refuses to hold as true what God has revealed and the Church proposes for belief. Involuntary doubt refers to hesitation in believing, difficulty in overcoming objections connected with the faith, or also anxiety aroused by its obscurity. If deliberately cultivated, doubt can lead to spiritual blindness. Amen. Join me as we pray our daily prayer of forgiveness. I am sorry, Lord. Please forgive me as I forgive others. I know you died and rose for me. We continue to pray for our children aloud, especially our two oldest, Alan and Alexandra. We pray for Julian and Gabriel and Jeffrey. And we pray for our grandchildren, Oliver, Julian, and Elliot. We pray for those who've asked us to pray for them and those that we've said that we would pray for. And Lord, we pray for the dying as we do each day. We lift those up, those who are taking their last breath. Give them that peace. We pray for those who are entering the church this Easter season. They begin their walk with their baptism, their confirmation, and then their first communion, to be able to accept the body and blood of Jesus Christ. We believe in the true presence of Jesus Christ, and we pray for that presence each and every day as we pray for Holy Mother Church. In Jesus' precious blood we pray. Amen. I am a poet obedient to Christ, Evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins, Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed, living my life as Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 20 depicts. Name of poem comes from the conclusion of chapter 5. We're just coming through Hebrews. We'll be in chapter 6 tomorrow morning. Today's poem for verses 11 through 14 is a two-stanza poem. It's ongoing. It's titled, Milk Need Over Food, Solid, Righteousness Weak. Explanation difficult, say much do we, hearing sluggish, all would agree. God utterances again teach you how to speak. Milk need over food, solid, righteousness yours very weak. The word of God you must adamantly seek, milk needed, experience lacking, Jesus you must speak. As you mature, food solid by training you complete, evil and good discern by practice daily, train faculties, Christ's heartbeat. Amen. I'm Thomas Shaw Cruz Wiggins. It's April 12, 2022. Recording this morning at 6:55 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks again for joining us across the world on universalutterings.org. We continue to practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. To my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. Have an awesome day in the Lord. God bless you, my friends. God bless each and every one of you. Well, I must say that today's scripture really says a lot about what we talk about here at Universal Utterings, to practice, to pray, and to proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. It means calling out to your friends each day, to our good friends John and Marie. We wish them the love of Christ in all things. That's what we do, is sharing Jesus. It's to be His love. It's to be His faith. It's to be His hope in all things of His mercy. And we share that today as we close. And in His special name, the name of Jesus, at 9:03. Thank you for joining us. God bless you. In the name of Jesus. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. God bless you.